Good morning, y'all. Welcome to my house, Rosie on the house. Proud, but yet humbled to be an Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. Come on in. We're throwing the doors wide open. Come into my house. It's Labor Day weekend. We're here with the whole team. My wife, sweet Jennifer, off to my right here in studio. Romy, we'll take your call. If we hit a topic you want to visit on, don't hesitate to ring in and let's visit. 1-888-767-4348. And Mike Reisch, our broadcast engineer, making sure everything gets pulled off flawlessly. Now, the most important thing, what's the most important thing about this three-day weekend, huh? It could be the fact that it is a three-day weekend, and maybe you've got a project you started around your house that just can't seem to find the time to finish. Well, this three-day weekend would be a great time to tackle that, particularly if you stayed home. If you got on the road last night,
you may still be on
the
road.
The valley, you may have spent the night in your car trying to get where you're going. Apparently, every major artery out of Phoenix was like parking lot status for hours. It's a good reason to stay home on three-day weekends. You can get some stuff done. So it's a three-day weekend. It's Labor Day weekend. But the most important thing about this particular weekend is all is right with the world. College football has started. Oh, yeah. We've got two Arizona teams playing each other today. We've got Northern Arizona and ASU playing each other. University of Arizona is playing BYU at University of Phoenix Stadium in the West Valley. So kind of a peculiar game day arrangement. And then my home team, LSU, is playing in Lambeau Field against Wisconsin. So game day, college football. I promise we won't stay on college football all day.
We're sporting our LSU gear today. Hey, Mike, did you look over and look at Romy's boots over there?
Snazzy. That's the word I'm going to say. Those are sharp.
So we have cowboy boots embossed with the LSU logo and fleur-de-lis stitching. Thanks to the girls, huh, Roms?
I don't think I ever expected someone to refer to anything I wore as snazzy, but that might be a good word for these. They are some fancy boots.
Especially when you got your jeans tucked in.
I wore my jeans tucked in so everybody could see it. There's the full logo on the front. It says LSU Tigers on the back, down the sides. We may have to share
snazzy.
A picture.
I was going to say, postable for Facebook.
If you wear cowboy boots and you've got a favorite sporting team, apparently it's gamedayboots.com, and you can go get any team logo. And I didn't look up how much they were because it was a gift from the girls, but I think they're under the $120 with shipping, I think.
Gamedayboots.com. Labor Day weekend here at
Thank
Rose
you, Roxy
on the House.
And Tinley.
Yes. Good choice, Roxy. Good choice, Tinley. Excellent choice. We're here with a special guest in studio talking about the purpose of this three-day weekend. Dr. David Dean, our assistant professor of history from Grand Canyon University, joins us every now and again. We appreciate you coming in and joining us in studio this morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Big three-day weekend. You stayed in town. We stayed in town.
Yeah, and then you invite me in when everybody's thinking about the holiday, and you invite me in to talk about labor, work.
Yes. Labor Day weekend. What is this all about?
They need to appreciate the extra day. That's why we brought you in, to understand.
I worked for a guy that said Labor Day weekend means you're going to labor all 3 days. Be here at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I think so. Well, I don't want to, put a downer on everybody's weekend and talk about labor and work, but it's kind of an important weekend. We think about it, as the end of summer, and it's a kind of a time to think about what America is really about, work and our workers, and the Labor Day weekend helps us celebrate the achievements of labor, particularly in the last 130 or so years when organized labor has been through quite a lot of changes and whatnot. So it's a good time to commemorate an aspect of that's foundational in our modern American.
What does this holiday date back to? What got it going?
That's really a great question. You have to kind of set the context of the 1870s, 1880s. This is the time of industrialization.
Oh, yeah.
This is the time of the Rockefellers and the Carnegies, and they're making big piles of money. And people, immigrants, are coming, and they're working in these factories. They're working in mines and all these kind of places. And you have this big divide, greater and greater divide, between those that are laboring and those that are profiting. And so their conditions were harsh. Their hours were long. The safety was low.
Children were working.
Children were working. And so they started to kind of organize in order to get better wages, better conditions, safer conditions, and those kind of things. And that struggle really takes place between about 1875 or so, 1877, the big Pullman railroad strikes.
Yes.
And then takes us up to the turn of the century and even into the 1920s or so, as different categories of workers, whether they be railroad workers, factory workers, mining workers, and even into the 1970s and whatnot, the field workers and whatnot, all struggling for, again, better treatment, better wages, more fairness in their what they're doing, and an appreciation for that. And so along the way, Congress decided that, yeah, you know, we do need to recognize our workers, because that's really a foundational part of America now. And so that's why we have the day.
Man, well, I hope everyone enjoys it. It's always, you usually got a parade or two around the event. Just one more good reason to get Old Glory and get it out there flying in the front yard. There's been some interesting events revolving around Labor Day over the course. Do you know actually when was it actually officially legislated?
Congress comes along in 1894 and actually passes our Labor Day celebration, officially setting it the first Monday of September.
I wonder why.
Well, previous to that, a number of states were already celebrating a Labor Day at a state kind of level.
Oh.
And if you think about what they're doing in these celebrations, they're having parades, they're having speeches, they're bringing out workers on a day off to gather them together, have a picnic, and hear about, hey, here's some things that we can work on this year with our grievances or so. And it was kind of rallies kind of things. But today, we don't have that many parades, we don't have that many rallies and that kind of stuff. Why? Because labor and management and whatnot are kind of at a good status between each other, right? We don't really have too much concern about a lot of worker conditions and stuff. So we don't have to have those kind of things. We just appreciate the day, the hard work that people do, and then that rest and that relaxation with families and going to the lake or whatever they're going to do on a day like this.
We don't see them pulling guns out at each other or raising mining pickaxes towards
right.
each other.
But that was
like the good old days.
Yeah, right? The good old days. But that was because, again, they were highly passionate about trying to achieve better working conditions and higher wages and all those kind of things. These are things that touched people very deeply, and so they were passionate about it. And if you could rally up, so to speak, the workers or whatnot. Labor Days were also seen as positive things for management, because it was kind of a way of staving off a strike. You could actually have one of these days, let everybody get their air out, that kind of thing, and then they could go back to work, and they'd have kind of an agenda of things to work on. And so after about 23 states were already having these individual celebrations, Congress came along and passed an official Labor Day as a national holiday, and then we've celebrated it ever since as the first Monday in September. And that was proposed by the McGuire brothers, who just felt that was kind of, the end of summer, starting into the new kind of work year, so to speak. And it was a good time to have these picnics and these rallies and whatnot. So.
Well, dating back to the late 1800s, it has to be one of our older national holidays for sure, huh?
Some such. We have Veterans Day, and some of the others are a little bit older. Of course, 4th of July is a little bit older, but most of our say our bank holidays and that kind of stuff really come out of the more modern era, the 20s and the 30s. As we were, a lot of these things we were already celebrating. It's just a matter of Congress saying, okay, here's the day we're going to all do this. Columbus Day, President's Day, MLK Day.
Move the dates accordingly to coincide with a 3-day weekend as best possible, right?
Right. Right. Because American workers always need an extra day off.
Oh, man. So what do you have planned this Labor Day? You know anybody that tried to get out of town? I understand the freeways going every direction. We have a daughter going to the White Mountains, traveling northeast, sent pictures of all you could see was a miles and miles long red ribbon snake in front of her of taillights.
And that was posted at what, 9 o'clock?
Yeah, it was 9:20 last night.
Well, I have a classic car in my garage that I'll be spending some of my time working on. So it could be in that line of traffic if it was operating, but I've been working on an engine rebuild, and so it's close, but it's not out on the road this weekend.
We've habitually been stay at home on 3-day weekends, and it's because of that. In my mind, I would rather take a beating with chains than be parked in a parking lot on Beeline Highway for 4.5 hours trying to turn right on Route 280.
I agree. I'm kind of more of a homebody on a 3-day weekend, too. There's plenty of things to do around the house or the garage, so I'm okay with that.
Well, God bless all of you that did get there. We pray that you all got there safe, and if you've got a horror story about getting out of town last night, give us a call and let us hear about it, 1-888-767-4348. For those that you have stayed in town, we're going to continue covering our Labor Day special here with Dr. David Dean of Grand Canyon University.
If you did travel to the higher countries in the mountains, I hope you remember to take Rosie on the house with you. If you're in the Flagstaff area, that's Calf Country out of Flagstaff. Sedona's KAZM. And in the Prescott Bradshaw Mountain areas, it's KQNA. You can find those all at rosieonthehouse.com. No matter where your travels take you in Arizona, Rosie on the House is right there with you.